day before Thanksgiving, and we're going to continue with our story of the first Thanksgiving on the program this week. Welcome. I'm Pastor David, and this is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I hope that through this week, through looking at the story of Thanksgiving, that it connects with your life. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what kind of difficulties you've had come your way, but I do know that God loves you, that God has a plan for everything that is happening in the world, that God is ultimately going to bring about victory in the end. And he promises in Romans 8:28 that we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, who have been called according to his purpose. And we've been following the story of Squanto, who was captured in a place that would later become known as Plymouth, Massachusetts. He was captured, sold into slavery, brought to a distant land. Through the help of some people in a church, he was able to come back home about 11 years later from England back to Plymouth, Massachusetts, only to find that all of his people had died in the plague. All of his family, his parents, his brother, everyone. And so he ends up connecting with another tribe, the Wampanoag tribe, and they were led by Chief Massasoit. And so he is in this tribe, and it's about a year later that they start hearing that some people from England, the white people, have started a settlement right in the place where Squanto had lived, right where all his family had lived and died. So Squanto's very interested in these people. He's checking them out. He's very careful not to be detected. He's spying them out. And he knows about them. He lived in London for a number of years, so he knows about their religious beliefs, and he puts together why they're building a settlement. They're wanting to escape religious persecution. We've also seen the struggles of those pilgrims. They left their home in London, and they have come to a foreign land, and they have struggles of their own. In fact, out of the 102 pilgrims that arrived, only 51 survived that first winter. They arrived in 1620. 3 months later, half of them have died. And Squanto can see that they're going to end up the same way his own people ended up. They're all going to die. And he had a burden for them. He had a passion for them. He didn't want to see that happen for these people as well. So he starts talking to Chief Massasoit about helping these pilgrims, helping them learn how to live in the land. And the chief was reluctant at first. We don't know about these people. We don't know what they might do. But Squanto did know them. He knew about them, their kind of people at least, maybe not them personally, but he knew about them from his time in London. And so they decide to send one of the other Indians, Samoset, to meet them and to see if they're friendly or not. Samoset was another Indian in the Wampanoag tribe who had learned English from talking to some of the English traders. So he did not know English as well as Squanto, but he knew well enough to approach them, and he walked up by himself to try to make them feel as unthreatened as possible, and he announces to them in English, with the help of Squanto and some of the English he had learned, "Welcome, Englishmen." And of course, the pilgrims are thinking, how is this Indian speaking English to us? And so they welcome him in, and they begin to learn about his people, and they also learn about Squanto. And in fact, once they had established a friendly relationship with them, they brought Squanto to meet them. And here's Squanto, a man who would not even be alive if he had not been captured and sold into slavery, because he would have died of the plague like all the rest of his people. A man who now knows English, a man who understands what they're doing in the New World. He understands their religious background and why they've decided to escape and move here. And Squanto is able to explain these things to the Native Americans there. He's able to understand their language and communicate, and he's able to bring the two sides together. Squanto also decides to live with them. Squanto said, you know what, I'm not at home with the Wampanoag. They're not my people. I don't want to go back to London, that's for sure. They're not my people. All of my people are gone. So he decided that he wanted to live with these English people. And remember, it was English people that had originally captured him and sold him into slavery. But he knew that they're not all the same, and he knew that they needed help, and they have come to live in the same place he lived in as a boy, where all his family lived. And he saw the divine providence of this. He saw God's hand in it. And so he stayed with them. He lived with them. And he taught them how to fish. He taught them how to grow food, how to do things in this new land, how this land worked, where to find berries and where to find other resources. And so, as the next winter is approaching, the pilgrims are in much better standing. Now they have an abundance of food. Now they know how to survive in the land. And they want to make peace with the Wampanoag. And so they arrange to have a celebration together. First, they have a peace treaty that they agreed to, a peace treaty that held for 54 years. And they also decide to have a celebration. That celebration would be known as the First Thanksgiving. It would be through these Indians that Squanto knew and that they had now arranged a peace treaty with, and the pilgrims. And they're brought together because of Squanto. Without Squanto, they most likely would have all died by the end of the next year. Without Squanto, they would have been viewed as enemies by all of the Indian tribes for years until they were all killed. It was through Squanto that this was able to happen. And I would say not just through Squanto, but through the work of God. You see, the time that Squanto, that year that he was captured and sold into slavery, and therefore preserving his life, helping him learn English, while all that was going on, the Puritans, who would become the Pilgrims, were suffering religious persecution, were trying to figure out where to go, and God brought them together. So when Samoset arrives and says, welcome Englishmen, the Pilgrims are thinking, this is the work of God. And historians today, as I started on Monday, I told you that I saw a historian on the History Channel said, oh, those Pilgrims, they thought this was the work of God. Well, yeah, I think it's the work of God. I think that if you choose to not see God at work, you can say, well, it was just a coincidence that this happened and that happened, and the Pilgrims didn't know all the background. Or if you choose to see God at work in things, you say, no, this is how God works. God allows certain things to happen. God causes other things to happen. And you don't necessarily see God. You don't necessarily see an angel coming and doing these things. But God is weaving together a story. Think about where America would be if it weren't for the Pilgrims. This is how the whole colony of Massachusetts that would end up leading the American Revolution, and where many of the events of the Great Awakening and those who came to faith in Christ during the Great Revivals, this is where they took place. And so I think that even though Squanto, in all those years that he was sold into slavery and brought away from his home, and even when he returned home, could never understand what was going on. How could God let something like this happen? The Pilgrims, I'm sure, how could God let us suffer this way? But that it was that suffering that led Squanto to really push to help them and connect with them. So we don't know what God is doing behind our suffering, but we know we can trust him, and we can trust the Bible. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.